The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
It's the personal stories that make your podcast fun to listen to. Big Fatty needs to work on his content and drop the digger blurb. Two birds with one stone, Fatty and Digger. And then you give me topic ideas, which I love. What was it like living in LA during your childhood? Have you read Full Service by Scotty? You say Boyd. I think his last name is different. Full Service. Stories about trips with your motorhome and more episodes with Gooch. Okay. You told me, lovey, but thank you. Oh, and I love that. Big Fatty needs to work on his content and drop the Digger blurb.
Hello.
You're getting weirder by the day.
Thank you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're getting weirder by the day.
Oh, and I love that.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2638 of the BFO for Wednesday the 7th of March 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all got some more so-so questions and some nattering. Yes, Big Freddy? Hello, paperwork finishers. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your paperwork finishers, because y'all, that's what Big Fatty did on two. I say juicy. Y'all, I met with the folks in the human resources. Yes, Big Fatty. And in your case, the fat resources. It's true. Y'all, I have completed all of my retirement paperwork. I have applied for the retirement. I have told them I'm leaving on the 30th. I've told them where to send my money. When the retirement starts coming in, I've told them what insurance I want, and what else have I told them? Big Fatty, you've told it to them all. You've told yes, Big Fatty. So it's very cathartic to have all that behind me. Big Fatty, that ain't all that's behind you. Well, that's probably true. And y'all, to top it all off, I got home from the coal mine on two, I say Tuesday. You know, I was expecting it to not be able to get my Nepa walk in because of the rain. But y'all, the rain hadn't come down. And so y'all, I got the Nepa walk in. Yes, Big Fatty, it's been just a lovely, lovely day. Yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. I just realized it's the end of February and I didn't get my so-so question, and so I'm hurrying here to submit something. And if you haven't played the bumper, let's just create a new one here. It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email on the BFO with your so-so questions for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall, because we're tired of the good questions, and we want to get some mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, call. Get off your ass. Speaking of getting off your ass, I'm literally in the car. It's the first bumper being made while driving. And that last bumper, just a side note, a little behind the scenes information, I wasn't feeling well, so I was actually laying down on the couch when I made that bumper. So we're trying new stuff here in the studio, and we'll see how it goes. But here's my question. At the end of your show, you say, call the brand new voice letter line, and I keep thinking to myself, how many years is that voice letter line going to be considered brand new? Because it's been like maybe 2 years, so think about that. Thanks. I'll take my answer off the air.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Digger, and Digger, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and Digger, I know that you will join me and praising Digger on the totally original, never used before, often duplicated, Big Fatty. I don't see how he did it, and he was driving too, I know. Digger, thank you so much for the call, and absolutely. Absolutely a so-so question, because I've already answered this. I answered it last week. But for those of you who are retired and have no memory, Big Fatty, that'll be you in just a couple of months. It's about 110 days, I think. Well, I don't even have my cellular telephonic. Big Fatty, that's how you know you're retiring. You don't know where you're selling your telephonic devices, I guess. But anyway, Digger, it will always be the new voice letter number because, you know, the other one was the old voice letter number. So you know, you can only have one old voice letter number, so you got to have a new voice letter number. So it will always be the new voice letter number. It's kind of like that new bumper you just created, not the old bumper. No, Big Fatty, not that old bumper, the new bumper. Yes.
Public service announcement. It pays to complain. So this is what I did in the fall, in the winter, I guess. I work half days, October through December, and I get a gym membership. So I pay cash for 3 months. It costs a little bit more, but I don't care. I have no intentions of going there any other time. So I got a membership for November and December, and in November on the 13th, they started renovating the place, which made me have a sinus infection and I didn't go. So anyway, long story short, they changed managers, and the manager lady says, well, we don't give you $50 deposit back for your token. And I said, well, I sure as heck was told that that's what she did, and I would eat the $50 had I felt I got my money's worth in November and December. But because of your construction that was supposed to take 2 weeks that took 8 weeks, I never even used my membership. I said, so you might have a beef with the lady who told me this, but you're sure going to give me my $50 back. And so anyway, I just got a check in the mail yesterday for $50, so it pays to complain. Now I'm going to give that money to Sydney so she can use it to go buy me a birthday present. And even if she buys me something for $5, it will be a story that I will retell her in 10, 15 years. So anyway, I'm going to give it to her because it would make her feel good to be able to gift me something.
Yeah, I guess you know that, of course, it's Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, if you've learned nothing from this call, you don't mess with Bacon. No, Big Fatty, do not mess with Miss Bacon nor her cousin Patty Bacon. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from Patty Bacon. Well, Patty Bacon's been on the 20 here lately. But anyway, She was a fill-in setter at the Oscars or something. She was a chair filler, I think. Being Fatty. But anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And Miss Bacon, you'll have to call back and squeak the wheel a little bit more and tell us what bacon bits got you for your birthday. Yes, Big Fatty, I bet it was Kids.
Yeah, hi, Big Fatty. It's R.T. Cruiser. Now, I don't have a so-so question, but if I did, it would be this. It's already the 1st of March here, so rabbit, rabbit. But if I did have a so-so question, would I have made the cutoff for so-so question month? Glad to hear your answer on that one. Okay, bye.
Dear Gussie, that is R.T. Cruiser. From the future, yes, Big Fatty, from the future where it's already spring. No, it's already, the 1st of March was fall. That's right. Because they're opposite. Yes, Big Fatty, and in the future. And R.T. Cruiser, first of all, thank you so much for the call. We don't hear from you nearly as much as we'd like, but we're delighted that you're coming to the Pride 48 in Nolens this year. And R.T. Cruiser, even though you say this is not a so-so question, it absolutely is a so-so question, because it does indeed qualify as a so-so question, because it did come in before So-So Question Month expired in the only time zone that matters. Yes, Big Fatty, and that's we know what that is. It's here at the villa in Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty, so take that, R.T. Cruz. Yes, So-So, you, yes.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Joe Zupia. And I hope I am getting this just in time for the So-So Question Month. This is the last day, and I got it in before midnight. Granted, it's not Eastern Standard Time, but I do have a question. So I'm listening to Big Fatty on my way home, and at night, which is not, I normally do it in my morning commute. But for whatever reason, I'm running behind, and I'm hearing it tonight, and I'm hearing you with the birthdays, and I'm kind of curious. How long does it take for you to transfer the birthdays from one marking calendar to the other marking calendar? That's my question.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Joe Zubia, Big Fatty, smoking hot Joe, indeed. And Joe, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your smoking hot voice. And you did indeed get it in So-So Question Month. And it's a good thing, because that absolutely is a so-so question. And Joe, I can't believe I'm actually quite embarrassed for you that you even ask such a so-so question. Joe, the answer, of course, is the question again is, how long does it take me to transfer all the names from one mark and calendar to another? And I'm embarrassed for you, but it depends on how quick the ink dries. Be ready. Yo, now I'm gonna go through my e-letters here and see if I've got some so-so questions here. Y'all, Guy out there in the Denver, he says, I was wondering where my grandma card was. Big Fatty, where is it? Well, it's still sitting right here. I don't know if that's a so-so question or not, but Guy, it's still sitting right here. Y'all, let's just see what else we got here. Let's see. We've got Freddy. Y'all, I've got one here from the Turnip Head. He's got a so-so question here. It says, "Brick Freddy, Where does the name Donut come from? Turniphead, you know Turniphead. He is, one of the suits of Pride 48. Big Fatty, speaking of Pride 48, you're not going to let Joe Zubia off the hook, are you? No, Joe Zubia, it's, since it's March, you need to be fessing up. Are you coming? You better be coming to Pride 48. It's as close as you can smell Nolans from where you are. Big Fatty, you can smell you from anywhere. Turniphead says, where does the name Donut come from? Well, Turniphead, you know, he's also the host of the Underpants show. And Turniphead, absolutely a so-so question. And I believe this is our final so-so question, Kathy Marshall and Peter G. The word the name Donut comes from the police. Yes, Big Fatty, let's just leave it at that, because if you say anything more, it'll just get vulgar. It's true. Now, y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal, sent a question in, but y'all, you know, he's late, so we're just gonna have to wait and ask his, excellent question later on. In fact, I don't... What did I do with his excellent question? Big Fanny, you've lost it. Where did I do with it? Oh, it's right. Well, let's just... Tim, you may... Oh, well, here it is. It says, I've been so busy, and I keep forgetting to call with my so-so question, so I'll just send it to you. He says, when you go on your nipple walks, what brand of trainers do you wear? Are they Nike, a Greek God, Adidas, New Balance, Skechers, the Walmart special, or orthopedic shoes? Also, when I was freaking freezing back in December and January, did you pick up Granny and go to the... Oh, when it was freaking freezing in January, did you pick up Granny and go to the mall for a nipple mall walk? I can just imagine you chasing Granny around the mall as he goes to the from bathroom to bathroom like a pinball machine. Well, Tim, where did I get my shoes? I don't remember. Maybe this is a so-so question, because I don't remember what kind of shoes they're. They're gray. They're great. Big Fatty, that's definitely a so-so question. He may not have gotten it in time, but that's definitely, well, it's a so-so answer anyway. And, you know, the only way you can get Granny to the mall, well, Big Fatty, how do you get Granny to the mall in a... Is that like, how do you, it's a chicken cross the road? I don't know. I just don't know. And that Gus Chad, has also sent in a question. And now, Gus Chad's question came in today, so that's definitely he. In fact, he says, I'm glad So-So Questions month is over, because I've got an excellent question, and we'll get to that later. Y'all, evidently that Kathy Marshall is writing down all the questions, transcribing them, if you will. She may be publishing a book. Giving Big Fatty's answer. So, Big Fatty, writer's cramp. So, Peter Marshall. Peter Marshall. Mira, what do you think about that, Peter Marshall?
Getting weirder by the day.
Oh, and I love
that. Oh, I love Peter. a marshal also.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.